From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A spacecraft the size of a subcompact car is set to blast off tonight from NASA's Wallops Island flight facility in Virginia. If all goes well, the Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer will spend the next 30 days cruising to the moon, another 40 days doing engineering checkouts and adjusting its lunar orbit, and then 100 days making scientific measurements. Joining us to talk about the LADEE mission, as NASA refers to it, is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Hi there, Joe.
Hi, Meghna.
So the moon's atmosphere is ever so thin. Why does NASA want to explore it?
Yeah, it is. It is actually. It's only a couple of atoms thick. In fact, it's so thin that the atoms and molecules don't even bump into each other. They just bump into the surface of the moon. And I've learned that technically this is called a surface boundary exosphere. But it turns out this may be the most common type of atmosphere, in quotes, of all the objects in the solar system. And there's two reasons why NASA's interested. One is scientific, that they think that this atmosphere may have something to do with the way water is transported around the moon. You maybe remember a few years ago they found the water at the South Pole of the moon, and this atmosphere, this tiny, very thin layer, may have some role in transporting that. The other reason is that this is the kind of atmosphere astronauts will find if they wind up flying to an asteroid. Mm-hmm. So it gives a little experience with what they might discover if they get that far.
So I'm a bit of a space geek. I'm just going to say it. Very cool. Yeah. What about the dust part of the mission?
Well, again, the dust is interesting. It's not as fine a dust as we think of on this planet. And it's something that will be useful for planetary exploration if we ever get that far to know more about it. The other thing is that there was a funny glow that the Apollo astronauts noticed when they were on the moon about 40 years ago. And they think, or some people think, that this dust is responsible for that glow. And they'd like to do a little more study of that to see if that was the right answer to that particular mystery.
Now, the LADEE mission also is testing a special communications system. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is what got me really interested. I guess if you're a space geek, I'm a geek, I guess. but I just thought it was so cool that what they're doing is they're sending up this little laser beam. It's called the Lunar Laser Communications Demonstration. It's a little laser, and it shoots itself down to the Earth. It's an infrared laser, and on the Earth, a receiving station can see it. And laser light is capable of sending way more data along it than a radio wave for far less power. So they are expecting from the moon to get download speeds of about 622 megabits per second, which is enough for multiple channels of HD television. But, of course, there's no TV broadcasting from the moon yet, but, you know, the day might come. But it's just this notion that you could transmit almost live pictures from the moon in real time with this kind of a system because you'd have enough bandwidth.
Now, Joe, we've got about 30 seconds left to go here. I can imagine NASA's very good at technology transfer. Any applications for this kind of new laser communications here on Earth?
Well, you know, the next step that NASA is planning is taking this same kind of communication system and putting it into Earth orbit so that it can be used as a relay. Because, again, you can transmit huge volumes of data on a laser or direct line of sight laser kind of communication than you can with radio. So it does have some applications like that. And who knows? You know, you find a new technology, people find things to do with it.
That's NPR's science correspondent and my favorite geek, Joe Palca. Joe, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery and engineering in science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.